Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and far. Christmas everywhere. Feel the love of the season wherever you are on the small country roads.
I could listen to that all day, Davis. The message is so simple and so beautiful and so pure.
And so much of this season is about remembering the least of these, not just what we can get for ourselves.
I am looking at a Facebook page, and it says, don't ever underestimate the impact you may have on another person's life.
Hope Packages is a nonprofit, new nonprofit, that really focuses on families who have or in the foster care program. And although some people feel that they are not maybe called to foster, they can definitely support the foster care families.
Lisa Hoovy is with Hope Packages, and she joins this morning. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here this morning. So Hope Packages, your mission, I think we kind of understand that, but how do you achieve it?
Basically, we strive to put together first night bags for foster kids just entering the foster care system. These can be backpacks, duffels, and our goal is to put socks, underwear, pajamas, some toiletries also in there, and so that way they have something to call their own.
Never underestimate socks and underwear. I'll tell you what, the value of that.
A lot of people don't realize that when children go into foster care, they have nothing. And when they leave one foster home to go to another, they don't take anything with them. Isn't that correct?
Unless it was purchased for them or they brought it with. But often they will come with just what they're wearing. Sometimes they have the garbage bags also with items.
So at Christmas time, Lisa, this is probably a confusing but exciting time for these kids that we're talking about.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they go through a lot of emotions, definitely.
How did you become involved in starting Hope Packages? What brought it to your attention?
I would say just being a foster family, we saw the difference between kids arriving with bare necessities and kids arriving with nothing. And that was really our goal, to help the most kids that do enter the system, that they have these things.
How many children are we talking about here along the lakeshore?
I've been given a number around 200 to 220 just in Ottawa County pretty much all the time.
Will you be able to fulfill all those packages?
That is my goal.
So how many volunteers does it take to put all this together? Because I'm going to guess you need a volunteer team, too.
Yeah, because it's so new, I'm really just putting my feelers out there and seeing who can help provide items. Soon I hope to have an event, a Build-A-Bag, so we can come together and stock these bags and label them and get them where they need to be.
There's nothing better than giving back or giving to someone you don't even know. I think that's the epitome of grace. Don't you see it
that
way?
Absolutely.
So these kids who are by no fault of their own in the foster care system, so often it's the adults in their lives that have made decisions that have ended up impacting them in very dramatic ways, who at the holiday season especially, it's very bleak, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. It's not a fun place to be, but we know that little things like this, as far as providing bags, can make a big impact.
Of course, right now, as a listener, you can go. They have a GoFundMe page is currently set up to help Hope Packages launch. Foster kids then would receive these bags, or maybe even learn more. Maybe you'd like to volunteer and be a person who collects or puts together the bags. Lisa is always looking for volunteer help as well. But right now, it's really the drive to the GoFundMe to get the items you need, isn't it?
Yep. If we can, that and donations, and also locations where we can collect these items. We're open to lots of ideas.
Again, it's December 16th. Time is of the essence here, right? If you want to help Lisa and Hope Packages out, where do we go?
You can go to our Facebook page if you like. It's Hope Packages. Packages is abbreviated PKGS. On that page, you will find a couple links to a GoFundMe page and also a Sign Up Genius.
Well, Lisa, thank you very much for your leadership in this area. Of course, we've been talking a lot this morning, and we'll continue in our next hour when we talk with Jane Seymour about her foundation, looking for organizations such as your own to bless, because you have blessed others. And, of course, that is what West Michigan is all about. Go to our 1260 The Pledge Facebook page. We will have information there where you can link through to Hope Packages, and you can help bless another kid or maybe an entire family this holiday season. Thanks, Lisa.
In the songs that we sing and the gifts that we bring, Christmas everywhere. what this day means and what we believe. From the sandy white beaches where blue water rolls, snow-covered mountains and valleys below. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heaven